Bro. All right. There we go. Hey, guess what? Fun Dumb Minds episode 10.
Hey.
Did it finally. Oh my gosh. It only took me what? A year?
Yeah, that's what it
is. A year? Really?
Well, I did the very first one with Sam. Like, no one knows about that one really, but
they need to. You need to bring them back.
Dude, it was honestly, I know, but I haven't. Anyways, we'll get into that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, episode 10. Thanks to everybody that listens. More people than I thought. I thought by the 10th episode, I only had 10 people, but shit. Thank you, everybody. With me, Ryan Vidic.
Hello, everybody.
The Smithville homie. Yep. I always got the homies on.
Just a fellow Smithville kid.
Yeah. Let's see. Let's just give him a background, Ryan. When did we first meet? I have no idea.
Man. It was either sophomore year or junior year.
Really? We never talked
to... It had to be... Well, I don't know.
We never talked in middle school?
Did we?
Well, bro, you were too big and I was too small. We just weren't meant to be.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't... I was weird in middle school. Middle school's a weird time, man. That's not fun. That's not a fun time.
Bro, tell me about it. I was like, bro, middle school? Your boy was like... Literally, I think I weighed 95 pounds and I was like 5'1". And, like, I'm not the biggest guy at all, but, like, dang, that is ridiculous. How what were you?
Dude, it was bad. I was up there. Yo, I was a chubby kid.
Yeah, but, like, I remember.
I'm still pretty chubby.
Oh, but we're going to talk about that, man. I want to talk about your weight loss journey. Dude, that's freaking, it's freaking dope. This guy has lost. How much weight have you lost?
Well, the most I lost, I mean, right now I think I'm at, like, 70 pounds. Lost, but there was one time where I had lost 100.
Dang.
And I just stopped working out and stopped eating right. And I was just like, just chilling. I was just taking a break. I was like, I got to just relax. My mindset wasn't there.
Mm-hmm. I feel you, bro. Because, I mean, we all fall off, so it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
But you just got to keep going. That's the main thing. Like, I started working out maybe like end of freshman year of high school. Because I had the opposite problem where I was like,
you're
about
small.
As big as this dang microphone, bro. I was literally, you know what it was? You know what the first, this is so dumb, but there was Ian Einerson. He didn't mean it in a malicious way at all. I know this, but the dude pushed me into a locker and was like, oh, welcome to high school, you know, like being stupid, right? Yeah. And I know, and we were cool, so I know he's being stupid, but I was like, yo, I shouldn't be able to fit in a locker, dude. And that's what I was like, I'm gonna start lifting, you know what I'm saying? That's what really got me. What made you kind of turn it into overdrive and decide you wanted to lose weight?
Well, I wanted to actually fit inside of a locker, but I was too tall.
That was good. Comedy over there. Yeah, so... What were you at your biggest?
310. Mm-hmm. That was when I was during football. I don't know if that was like sophomore year after I broke my ankle and I was just walking around,
just
being aloof.
Right. Yeah. Aloof. Just doing God knows what.
Yeah.
So football was your sport. Yeah. Oh, was that Cody?
That was Cody.
See, I think that's where I met Cody. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, no, but I don't know if you remember this, but I do remember meeting you now in middle school football because I played football in middle school.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have been on that field. I don't even know. Your boy made A-team, though. Clicks
there
here.
There you go.
Yeah.
I barely made A-team.
Really?
Yeah.
You just lineman, though.
I was just a defensive lineman.
Who was the offensive lineman?
Dude, I don't even remember. That was a fun journey, though. Those dudes.
But you were like bigger than everybody else, though.
Yeah, but that wasn't that good. I wasn't that physical back then.
Oh, you were like the friendly giant.
Yeah.
You are a friendly giant.
I would say so.
Yeah, you're a nice guy.
I hope so.
I was like the little, like, you know, like a shark, and it has like those little things on the outside of it that just suck all the little dirts off of it. That's what I was. I was a little dirt sucker, dude.
Bro. Little dirt sucker.
Dude, tackled like Marlon. Remember that Marlon kid?
Oh my
kid?
Gosh.
I tackled him one time and I was like, I made it. This is it.
That dude ran hard, bro.
Yeah. He was one of those kids that, bro, middle school football is weird because it's filled with people that are totally football players, and then another half is like kids that should not be playing football
for sure
at all.
Dude.
And like I was like in the muddy water. If I was a little bigger, you know, but I was like in that muddy area. Yeah. Bro, those kids that shouldn't be playing football would spear you with their helmet.
Yeah.
Like that's literally one of the worst pains I've ever. Like I got hit so hard one time that snot has ran out of my nose.
Oh, that's so gross.
Bro, that is like
getting it off your freaking helmet and stuff.
Oh, we used to have this kid that whenever it was like he was crazy. I think he used to like do drugs or something, and he would like it'd be like the end of the year where it was cold, and he would just like punch our face masks.
Jeez.
And then just pretend like it was nothing, you know. And I'm over here like,
it's like, come on, man,
let's calm down,
relax.
Okay, I already got a headache from this freaking styrofoam helmet that I'm wearing. Yo, those helmets,
those were bad.
I'm surprised
they had Easter eggs in them, dude. Do you remember those freaking helmets?
The what in them?
They had Easter egg pads. They looked like freaking, they looked like eggs. They literally looked like little eggs of padding, and it was awful.
No, okay, yeah,
it was
yeah.
all terrible.
Did you have,
they were like, oh,
bro, our helmets were made whenever football was made. That's how old they were, dude. They was our helmets were filled with styrofoam, and then that, well, the ones I had like that inner lining of like rubber.
Oh yeah,
that you would like air up, but mine wouldn't air up.
Oh no.
So I just had flat rubber and styrofoam, getting just milli rocked every day.
Yeah.
Freaking terrible, dude. Like I look back on, do you look back on football like fondly?
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, I was a bigger dude and I hated to run, man.
Oh, that's true.
I hated to do all that stuff. And I was not good at football, really.
I don't know. You kind of blossomed your last couple of years.
Yeah.
You got pretty strong.
I was still a big dude. I was strong, but I was slow, dude.
But, yeah, but there, yeah.
It was bad. I was a big guy.
So, was senior year whenever you were your biggest? Because I remember you, once you went to college, you really lost it.
Yeah, I mean, I started trying my end of the senior year, the second half.
Yeah, actually, yeah, that's true.
I just started to try to trim up.
That's all fuzzy memory to me. It's hard to remember all that. Yeah, yeah.
Senior year?
Dude, I used to.
I was going to ask how your senior year was. Dude, I haven't heard about your senior year. We didn't talk. Right after I freaking.
Senior year of high school. All right, let's talk about our senior years of high school.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, this is basically me saying I peaked. Good Lord. I don't think I peaked. I feel like I'm doing good right now.
No, man. Yeah.
Yeah. I had more. You know what's weird is I had more of a social. Definitely had more of a social life.
For sure. Yeah.
Like senior year of high school. But I don't know. Like, I just don't. I hang out sometimes with, you know, like Clayton, Connor, all them guys. But just not really. I don't know why. I could if I wanted to. I just never.
Yeah,
I'm kind of a loner.
I feel the same way.
Yeah, and that's like
that's, yeah.
And that's also one of the reasons why I started this. It's just because I like to just have conversation with people, you know.
Yeah.
And it's like it's a good way to do it. Plus, you know, turns into something. Like,
yeah.
Who knows?
But yeah, give it a shot.
Yeah. So senior year of high school, I was dating a girl who now has like 16,000 followers. Good for her.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for her. Anyways, yeah, I don't know. It was pretty mellow because I quit playing football. I didn't play football at all in high school. I knew my limits. I was smart about it.
Yeah, man.
And I played soccer my entire childhood, and I quit to play. Yeah, to play football for like 3 years, and I was like, dude, I'm way better at soccer.
No, I remember that because I'm pretty sure I thought that's how I got to know you more, is because I did some athletic training dumb classes in high school, and I was like Cody and I would go for the soccer games for the boys and the girls, and that's where I was chilling with Sam, and all you dudes were so fucking sick. Oh, it was so dope. You guys made me crack up every time I was down there.
What do you mean? Why?
I just, everybody and your personalities. I didn't know how your like soccer games went and stuff, like on the sidelines.
Oh, yeah,
you
just get that perspective. Shit.
Yeah, dude.
Definitely, like, there's a difference. Like, football guys want to kill the other team.
Yeah.
Soccer guys just want to make you, like, humiliated and, like, not, like, want to play anymore. But you guys are like, yo, I'm going to end your life.
Yeah.
And it's, like, in, like, the speeches that, like, your coach gives you, you know, it's like, you know, they're over there, you know.
Yeah, dude.
Taking all your puss.
It's freaking crazy. Were you?
No, so I want you to give me insight on what the heck goes on and, like.
Dude, listen to this crap, okay? So we were, do you remember Coach Snyder? Do you remember that guy in middle school?
I have stories about him, but yes. No, dude, I know, that guy's crazy.
But I imagine you've heard this story. You had to have heard this story. So we were in at halftime, and it was like, I think we were playing Maryville. And he was like, he just came in, like, it was, we were winning by like 1 point. I think it was like 8-7 because our freaking team, we just give it to that big running back guy.
They were pretty good too.
Oh, yeah, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't understand why people had to be so freaking crazy about it. Like, I don't understand why people always hated the lower classmen.
Like, the ones,
yeah, just, like, talking trash.
Yeah, they
hated
them?
When it comes to legacy and whatnot, no.
I don't give a crap about that. I don't have...
Anyways. Like, back then. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Who knows what it's like now. They're all holding hands. Well, like, yeah. Sucking each other. Okay. No, they're good. They're good.
No, yeah. They probably play a different game. Whatever.
Anyways, Snyder.
Yeah, dude. So... It was like halftime at Maryville. We were winning by like 8-7. And so he comes in all silent. We're all freaking out. Like, we're scared.
But you're up by one.
Because he hated Maryville. Yeah, but we're winning. And he comes in and he's just like all silent. And he just writes 40 like dash like 7 so that we beat him 40-7. And he's like, it is my 40th birthday. And he takes a chair and he throws it against the wall and he breaks the chair. What? And we're all like, what the hell?
It is my birthday.
It's like, it is my 40th birthday.
And he's just mad because no one brought him a cake. He's just, where are my candles?
There are only 30 candles on this cake, Gene.
So that's his speech? He walks out?
Yeah, dude. It was terrifying.
What? Did you guys lose?
No.
Oh, thank God.
No.
How did you win by 40? Did you get 40-7?
I don't even remember.
Bro, 39-7. He loses it. That's last year. Bro, that's hilarious. No, that guy had to have been on something, right?
Dude, he had to have been.
Because I had him in middle school football.
Yeah.
You did too, I guess.
Yeah, that was the only time he was coaching.
Oh, sorry. So you were talking about middle school he did
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah.
Right, right. For some reason,
I thought, eighth grade.
Yeah. So yeah, he was our middle school. He was our middle school football coach. Dude was on one, bro. This guy,
beefed up.
I don't remember if he was that short. He wasn't, right?
No, he was a taller dude.
Right, but we were kids.
He was probably like 5. It had to be 5'10".
Maybe like right 6.
Yeah, maybe
just brolic.
Because his kids were big.
Yeah, his son that was close to our age was really cool. Yeah,
Jacob.
Yeah, he was super cool. So this dude just brolic, yoked, just no, like he goes from shoulder to head. He had no neck, dude. The homeboy had no neck.
Yep.
And the weird part was that threw me off is he wore these like little glasses that made it weird, but
yeah,
it kind of ruined his vibe a little bit, but. He one time, cause like their class was good at football. Ours at the very end was kind of good, but overall not that good. Could we had Jake Boyd? And
there you go.
Yeah. So we were like running plays in practice one time, and this dude we like probably did something wrong. I don't know. Someone stepped the wrong way. Takes his phone and just. You know, I don't even know what it was, dude. It looked like a BlackBerry or something. It wasn't that long. I don't know how long ago it was, but 2012, 11. And just chucks it across the field. Amazing throw. hits those trailers that we used to change in.
Yeah.
And just shatters the thing. And he's not even worried about it. He's more worried about these eighth graders getting these plays, dude. Right?
It's like, that dude, what that he was on. He was on something, man.
I mean, I don't know if it was just Roy, because I would see him at Anytime Fitness. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Whenever I was old. He didn't remember me, you know?
Yeah.
It was whenever I was older. It was like junior year of high school. And just the he's stereotypical football coach.
Yeah.
Super stereotypical. Great guy, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Off the field.
He was a pretty good guy off the field. It's crazy how, like, I imagine you soccer guys never had to be freaking screamed at like that.
Right, that was a whole point. Okay, so then the soccer side, no, not at all.
Yeah,
the soccer side was...
That's amazing.
We had, and I appreciate that style of coaching more, the soccer style, than the football. I'm a pretty chill guy, so I'm like, bro, why you gotta be yelling at us? Like, it's just, I understand with football, it's such a violent sport. Game. You gotta get really upset. You know, the soccer, bro. You're gonna get tapped and you're going down. Like, it is what it is. Like, sometimes bad stuff does happen, but it's super rare.
Yeah, you just gotta play the game.
Yeah, like the worst thing that could happen is like you tear your ACL or something because like you make a weird cut, bro. Yeah. I mean, football, you could die, you could paralyze. You know what I'm saying? Dude. That's also why I did not play. You know,
if like I mean, as big dudes on the line, you don't really. I mean, it's just like punches and stuff. Big dudes are rolling around. No, I mean, it's easy to get hurt down there, but I feel like the more physical guys get it because those non-contact injuries and stuff.
Well, they say that those linemen get pretty bad, like concussions, because it's constant, dude.
Concussions, yeah,
for sure. It's constant. You guys get CTE out the ass, bro. Like
that's just crazy.
Yeah. So, the soccer side, we had shout out to Coach Reed, bro, the chillest dude. So. Just imagine, like, we had, like, three coaches or whatever. Just imagine, like, three dudes chilling in lawn chairs, sipping on Mountain Dew.
I remember that, dude.
Yeah.
I went to the games. I did go to the games.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
No one went to the soccer games.
I got a press box view, bro.
No one went to the soccer games, which is okay. I understand. It's a boring sport to watch. I get, unless you really are invested in it. Football's fun because it's like, bro, who's going to die?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Who's going to get taken out? Yeah. Hopefully you get to see one of your friends nail someone super hard.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, dude, we go to social studies class, dude. Yeah, dude. So, literally, you would maybe run off the field, and if you're doing totally bad, they would never yell. They would just be like, it was funny because they were so matter of fact. They were like, yo, you're sucking. They were like, yo, got to be better. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense.
That's like a better way.
And then it's at halftime, just the worst that would happen was they would just say that. They'd be like, they would say super obvious stuff. They'd be like, hey, we're losing. What are we going to do about it? And you know what I'm saying? We'd all be like, well, score, I guess. Yeah, score. And they'd be like, all right, well, let's do that. And then that was it. He never raised his voice at us once. And we were, like, pretty good, so that helped.
Yeah,
you know, if you that's the thing about sports is if you're a good team, man, there ain't nothing better than going to practice, going playing a game, bro. If you're butt,
that's not
bad.
How it feels with football.
Mm-mm. That's not how it is with football. No. All right, tell me.
It's just all, it's just all fire all the time. Like people, they were just you can't walk anywhere, you can't slouch around. It's freaking dumb.
Yeah.
I mean, this is from a big boy's perspective, to be honest.
No, well, from my short stint in football, if you're like a little guy, you're always expected to get first in the runs. So you got to try.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it sucks all around, dude. Listen.
Running just,
run, I mean, yeah, there ain't no such thing as a fun run, bro. Nothing fun about it.
Mm-mm.
But what was I going to say? I don't know if I'm going to let my kid play football. I don't want to be like that guy, but
I mean,
all that stuff that's coming out.
I don't think that's a bad idea.
Especially if he's like, if somehow he's a big kid all of a sudden, then I'm like, yeah, bro, go crush some skulls.
I mean, if he really wants to.
Exactly.
I mean, that's all up to him.
But it's like.
But it's also up to you to try and protect him.
Right, to an extent, because once he's out in that field, bro, some maniac might be out there.
There
you know?
Some crazy kids, dude.
What's the craziest guy you had to grow up against?
I'm not going to. Like, I mean, even being in a football locker room, these dudes are crazy. Like,
from our school?
Yeah.
Who was the craziest?
You know C4 pre-workout?
Yeah.
People would, there was one game where somebody would snorted some pre-workout. And we were just all cracking up. But we're just like, he snorted pre-workout. Dude, he's going to go freaking nuts.
Who would snort the most pre-workout?
Are we talking about this?
Bro, you're 4 years out of high school.
I just remembered.
I'm three.
Nah.
Well, I guess it's two, but almost three. I guess you're three.
It's all just going to be years.
It's downhill from here.
Yeah.
Who,
Oh, man. I mean, it wasn't like, I didn't see a lot of people do it, but the one game where I did see people do it, it was Mud Tristan.
Not surprised, old Mud. Tristan
Snar,
baby daddy Tristan.
Yeah,
shout out to him, dude. Yep.
He's got a job, right?
I don't know. Talk about growing up. Can you imagine taking care of a little kiddo?
No.
That's crazy.
He's a firefighter, I'm pretty sure.
Right. Him and Sammons.
Yeah. He's independence too.
Really? You guys ever chill?
No. See, that's the same thing I was telling you about. Like, I feel the same way. You just don't
put out the effort. Yeah. Like, and just chilling. I still love all these guys and all that stuff, but it's like
you're just doing your own thing.
So have you only gone to what's it called? Penn?
I've been around to three schools in the Metropolitan Community College.
So I don't know how that works, but are you getting like a, what's it called? RN? Is that what it is? Registered nurse?
I'm going for not just the RN. I'd be going for like the LPN or maybe I'm just going higher. I don't think I'm going to put in as much effort as doctor, but I'm actually, I guess I'm going to go to CNA school sometime soon. I mean, it would start in September, late September.
Are you going to do it?
Yeah, it would just be for 2 months, 2 days out of the
week. What is CNA school?
That's Certified Nursing Assistant. Okay. So you just get like a basic job at a hospital, just helping nurses out. I don't think you do too much.
Mm-hmm. But so while you're going to school to be a nurse?
Yeah, and I think their hours are nuts. Like you'd work 12 hours out of a day, but it would be for
like
2 days a week.
Oh, no, it's only 2 days?
Yeah, like that's 24 hours. That's a part-time job.
However long.
It'd be like $12 an hour. That's good enough for some rent.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Heck, yeah. I'm out here struggling to pay rent, but, whatever. But we're all over the place. Back to backtracking to senior year. I don't even know what I did. I played soccer. Our basketball team was god-awful. That was terrible. I didn't even like basketball by the end of that. So it was like fun to play, I guess, but like be a part of that team. I was like, I'm good. I still like basketball, but didn't like that year. I just did some partying.
You just let go.
It's a good time because it's like, well, it's exhausting, but it's also like, bro, I don't have to worry about nothing yet. No. And then like the next year comes and you're like, oh.
Yeah, the adulting and stupid shit.
Everybody said it's so dumb. Then I was like, is it going to be that bad? And I'm like, yeah, it's that bad. Yeah,
it's stupid as hell.
What's the worst part about adulting?
Jobs.
Just straight up jobs.
Yeah.
That's, you're not all wrong. The time.
I mean, money's good. I mean, money's everything now.
Yeah.
I mean, it has been, I guess. But then your life.
Not whenever we...
As a young adult.
Old 1700s, it wasn't nothing. Bro, them Native Americans, they traded the whole Continental Divide for some necklaces, dude. They didn't know nothing. Bro, can you believe that?
Oh, man.
Bro, them white boys were finessing them. You're like, yeah, we got a couple of golden spoons back in the back if you want to give us the Louisiana Purchase. And they were like, these guys just want... land for some spoons? Heck yeah, dude. We'll take these idiots. These spoons. They probably worship them. That's messed up. Sorry. Anybody out there offended? Go worship a spoon.
You know. Might as well.
So where do you work at?
I work at Papa John's right now.
Papa John's. Why can't I think of what Papa John's is? Oh, the pizza place.
Yep.
What do? Making pizzas?
Yep.
You guys make them from scratch?
From scratch?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
You make the dough?
No.
Don't get Papa John's.
No. Nope. It's also stupid expensive.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the worst pizza place?
I don't know, man. I'm a big pizza lover.
Yeah.
I'm all about pizza.
I'm a pizza guy.
I would only say Papa John's is because I work there and I get really tired of it, but everybody loves Papa John's.
Really?
That's what I found out. First of all, it does at my store. My store is busy all the time and it's stupid.
Isn't Papa John a pedophile?
No, dude.
I thought he was.
He said the N-word.
No? Say it. What's the N-word?
Oh, I'm not saying it.
I'm kidding. Oh, that's not. Moving on. I thought he was. Oh, Jared.
Jared the Subway guy.
Right. He's out here trying to get these mini subs. Yeah.
Oh, man.
$5.
Oh, definitely wasn't a foot long.
Yeah, probably the whole body was.
Oh.
What's up with these fast food chain guys just getting caught for some real crazy stuff? Who do you think's next? Ronald? Yo, what would Ronald McDonald get caught doing? Murder?
Yeah. Probably. Dude, I can see that. That's some real stuff.
Bro, Capital One murder. Just like... Everybody's just taking out the Burger King, dude. Clowns are
terrifying, dude. If you're a clown, you're a psychopath.
That's okay. If you grow up and you're like, you must have tried every other job to be like, you know what? I'm putting on these big shoes, bro.
Honestly, maybe they make good money. Do you think they do?
No. Aww. No way.
At least they don't. They're bro, traveling, so they don't have to pay for housing too much. That's
and those cars are little, so you got good. You get good.
Gotta keep good figure.
Bro, no one's getting a clown because they got such a bad rap.
Yeah.
And plus, it's coming back, so, like, no one wants to mess with clowns.
Do you think it would be, like, the Hamburglar instead of Ronald McDonald? Do you know the Hamburglar?
He's the... Yeah, he's the guy with the... you're laughing over there. Yeah. He's the guy with the Ninja Turtle mask on his
yeah,
face.
Yeah, guy.
Yeah. What is he... What's he, like, the icon... The logo He's, for
he was with Ronald McDonald. That was a stupid old cartoon. Okay. That was like their mascots and stuff.
Really?
It was like the Hamburglar and Grimace.
Grimace, the purple guy. Yeah. I know Grimace, bro. Yep,
that was like the Ronald McDonald crew.
Bro, what a savage name for a kid's toy, Grimace.
It was just a purple blob,
bro. Now welcoming Grimace. It's like, dude, they couldn't have made it like a unicorn or something. They're like, we're gonna put this burglar and this purple slob
as a clown.
Why do people eat at McDonald's?
Oh bro, my god!
What are people doing? How did that not scare people away? Like, bro, this burger joint, it's got clowns, burglars, purple monsters, fries smack though.
Yeah. Oh.
You can't beat a McDonald's fry.
So good.
Dip it in some little ranch.
I found some craving in it the other day.
Do you have like a diet you stick to right now?
Not really, man.
Just Papa John's toppings?
Oh, heck no, dude. I'm tired of Papa John's. I've had so much Papa John's.
Really?
That was my diet, I guess. So.
No. Really?
Dude, I've just eaten a lot. I mean, we get free pizza.
Yeah.
We're half off.
Do your homies make it for you?
Oh, yeah. They just let me make pizzas.
For yourself?
Yeah, I can make whatever I want.
Yeah.
I just get syrup on it. I just get some dough and I put some bacon in it and I put it in the oven. Like just a little bit. Like a breadstick. Some dude
that
made
is
me,
so unhealthy.
Do you know what? Oh yeah. But they're so good. Have you seen the peppercini peppers they got? Do you know about those?
Bro, I'll be honest. Never been to a Papa John's.
Good. Don't go.
You're out here eating breadsticks the whole time. What are you talking about?
Oh, but they're so good.
So why shouldn't I go?
And they're free. That's why, because it's expensive.
Bro, next time I go, I'm going to be like, yo, can you just put some bacon in dough? And can I get that? And they're going to be like, I'm sorry, sir. I'm like, one of my homies does it,
no,
dude.
No, seriously.
Is it good bacon? Or is it just, are you just eating junk?
It's all like, dude, I don't want to put Papa John's on blast. I feel like I'll get fired. I mean, it's just all pre-cooked stuff.
Mr. Papa John hears this. He's like, did we hire that guy? Get his ass out of here. He's trashing my bacon.
That's good bacon. Oh, so good bacon.
Well, I mean, it's kind of hard to make bad bacon.
That's what I was thinking.
Unless you're going to put turkey in front of it, then that shit is
unless you're
gross.
Canadian.
Canadian bacon, that's just ham.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, I've never had Canadian bacon, but I've had ham, so I can, you know what I'm saying?
It's a good reference.
Yeah, you think that, like, Canadians were like, yo, this ham is really good, and we don't have, let's just call this Canadian bacon. And then they just sold it, they sold ham and put Canadian bacon on the label, and people were like, this is revolutionary.
They don't get out much.
No, dude, they're just... all just sitting there.
Sitting
in the snow, doing their thing. Would you live in Canada? You cold guy?
I hate the cold. And usually big dudes last well in the cold.
Yeah.
But, like, seriously.
don't know.
I just don't like the wintertime.
Are you going to move to a warmer place?
I don't know, man. Like, I mean, you got to get money for that. I'm just trying to get money out here.
That's true. I mean, you could. Do you want to? You could be like a traveling nurse. That'd be cool.
I have thought about that.
Ran into a couple of hot moms that were traveling nurses.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Once you travel over the crib.
Yeah.
You know? I got some ailments. If I go full-fledged into, like, entertainment and stuff, for sure I'll have to move. You know what I'm saying? Not really a big market in Kansas City. But who knows, whatever happens. But I would like to, you know, it'd be, I'm young, not tied down with anything.
Exactly.
So.
This is the time to do it.
Yeah, so it'd be cool to go to, like a big city somewhere. Are you a city guy?
I've wanted to try it. I mean, just growing up in that freaking small town, man. That's what everybody wants.
Shout out to Smithville.
Yeah.
It's not bad. All right.
No, it's growing. It's not bad. It's growing. It's just changing.
It's like, it's but like the thing is, it's perfect for like 50-year-olds.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
People want to go back to their hometown in Smithville.
Yeah. It's not.
Or just stay there their whole life.
It was just like, whose campfire can we go to tonight? You know, having a bonfire? Oh, I'm there.
I'm down.
Yeah. Let's go get our whiskey, and then someone's going to bring a shotgun.
Oh, and man. We're all I've never had one of those.
You haven't?
No.
Dude, I've had multiple occasions where people bring out their guns. Like, what are you doing?
Calm down.
Yeah, I've never really shot a gun, so I don't know. Have you?
I've shot a gun. I haven't shot it at something.
Like, what have you shot? Like, what little?
I just shot cans. I've shot... My boy Cody's guns, I don't know what they were. I don't know guns.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
That's either. Not my stuff.
Well, Smith & Wesson, that's all I know. And a Glock. And that's only cool if you do it like that.
Yeah, yeah, true.
Bro, if you shoot a Glock like that.
Just not doing it right.
Come on, dude. They probably say the N-word, too.
Yep.
Bro, if you have a Smith & Wesson, definitely a pedophile. For sure. Smith, those are just the two names of the kids you wish you could be with. Smith and Weston. Oh, that's messed up. So tell me about your senior year. We'll go back 20 minutes to talk about that. What was your senior year like?
Well, I was just trying to just not do much. It was just, high school is just so exhausting. And I was just taking classes and doing sports. It's not... Not for everybody.
No. That's why, I could have, if I wanted to, I guess I could have walked on or, you know, whatever, some, tiny school to play soccer. But I was like, I'm not even worth it because nothing's going to come out of it unless it's just you love the sport that much. And I guess I didn't.
Yeah.
You know, I guess I was I just like soccer. I wasn't, in love with it.
Yeah.
I still watch. But, I mean, you know, some kids, though, after sports – they got nothing else.
Yeah.
And if they're not that good and they don't get to go somewhere, I ain't going to put nobody on blast, but, you know, you might be thinking of if you're thinking of somebody that I'm thinking about who was younger than us, then, yeah, he's not doing much now. He was a good athlete. I'll tell you after.
No, I got you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's like those kids, it's like you got to figure something else out, you know? Your first year, a couple years in college, was it, pretty hard? Were you, struggling at all? Or were you just this is what it is?
I was just trying to get by, man, get through it. I went straight to an apartment with Cody. I mean, what I did was I just got a good job out of high school full-time in the summer, and I just didn't spend any of it. And I went to my apartment, had some money, got a job at Lowe's. Shout out to Lowe's. Sucked ass.
And, we only Home Depot right here, dog.
Yeah, Team Home Depot. My boy Cody's Team Home Depot.
Really? He works at Home Depot?
No, he works at Lowe's.
Oh. Did you guys work there together?
I didn't work with him. That's why I worked at Lowe's. I tried to go to his, but they didn't hire me. I was like, well, this one's down the street, so I guess I'll go here.
That's hilarious. That one Lowe's, you weren't good enough for that Lowe's.
Yeah, but
you were
good enough for that. You can come here, I guess.
that's the B Team Lowe's. You're like, oh, you guys didn't. Yeah, we'll take them. Yeah. Can
it's
you pick
got
up
any scraps up there?
Can you pick up some wood? All right, we're good. Yeah, that's hilarious, bro. There's nothing worse than getting rejected by a part-time job.
Oh,
it's like It happens. Am I really not qualified for this?
Yeah. It's like, come on. You guys said you needed help.
That's so true. It's like, bro, I can flip a burger. How dumb do you think I am? You can
make a pizza.
Yeah.
What
do you need, a day to learn how to do it?
Yeah.
It's like, bro, I work at
people's help.
I work at a gym.
Not bad.
It's not bad. It's not great. I just check in moms all day and then that's it. Have a good one. It's, you know, whatever. Shout out to all the moms out there. Mm. Whole lot of moms work out. A lot more than guys. And I didn't think that really, but at least maybe at my gym.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
It's an Orange Theory though.
I see a lot of ladies at the gym. I go to a Planet Fitness.
Mm-hmm.
So you remember,
great establishment.
You remember that when I told you I had to go down to a Planet Fitness? We'd always talk about working out in high school.
Uh huh. We're big
into it. Snapchatted you, yeah. And yeah. I was like, I've got to go to Planet Fitness now, didn't? Because we both, I kept seeing it Advanced or what is that? Anytime Fitness.
Me and you.
Yeah.
Good old days.
Yeah.
Good old days. Whenever you would just,
I could just
work out.
I would just see you. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we would just work out. That was my senior year. Yeah, because I used to get up before soccer practice and work out, and then go to school and then go to soccer practice.
That's pretty awesome.
I guess, but it was like,
well, that's impressive.
I don't know. It wasn't that impressive.
A lot of people don't have that work ethic.
Yeah, I mean, I've lost it a little bit. I have such an open schedule now, kinda, like with school and then. I have my part-time job. I can go on it really whenever now. I go to, you know, One Life in like downtown Kansas City.
No.
One Life. There's a gym down there that I go to. I don't
get around much, man.
Yeah, you just hang out in Independence?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Pretty much, man.
Bro, your boy almost 21.
Yeah.
You trying to go out? Let's.
I mean,
we take can go the downtown. Town. Heck yeah. P&L.
That's what we did for mine.
Yeah. Yeah, you went to P&L?
Yeah.
It was dope.
Me, Donnie, and Cody.
Dope.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Any hot chicks?
They're everywhere, dude. They're everywhere in KC.
Did you say it was your birthday?
No.
No?
I had a girlfriend.
Oh. Sorry. How's that? Yeah. How's that old love life? Good?
Just off and on, man.
Yeah. Tell me about it. I mean, I have a girlfriend, but yeah. Tell me about it. No. I just started dating her not that long ago.
Yeah.
Down in Arkansas. Shout out to Mika.
Is going well?
Yeah. It's pretty good. Long term, long distance.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I'm built for long distance, you know, because like I said, I'm kind of a loner. So I'm like, I don't mind. Like, I like talking to her and stuff like that, but I'm not like freaking out.
Yeah.
And I'm not one of those guys that's like
so attached to her.
Well, not that. It's like, bro, you better not do nothing. Guys, like, you know,
trusting.
Ugh, dude, that's like what?
Like trusting.
Yeah. I trust her.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's like the opposite of that was like, man, whenever girls are like, you know, you better not do. It's like, dude, I'm a guy. It's kind of hard for guys to just, bro, girls.
Do whatever you want. It takes a lot of effort.
Yeah. I don't have that much energy in me. Bro, girls, like they can just, you know.
Dude, they can get whoever they want.
Bro, they can just put their poon out there. And just any guy's like, huh? Yeah. Like, bro, I always think it's super gay whenever guys are like, dude, if I was a girl, I'd be getting banged all the time. Oh. And I'm like, yo, that's super weird.
Yeah,
why would you say that?
I mean, I guess girls do it. They get banged all the time.
Some.
Yeah.
You know?
That's those dudes.
Those are the ones. That's those dudes. That's the guy that actually did it.
Yeah.
all the skanks. They're all just dudes. They used to just be guys. So you got to check that birth certificate nowadays, bro. Oh. It might be with a tranny. You don't know. 2019.
It's a thing, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How much money would it take for you to turn?
No. I don't want to. I've never wanted to.
Come on. How much money? There's got to be a number.
I don't think so, man. I love being a dude too much, I guess.
Free Papa John's pizza?
Yeah. I mean, shoot. Girls can get free Papa John's pizza.
I think it
all
would,
the time,
bro.
Dude.
It would take me a life changing amount of money to.
Yeah, like
something in the bees.
Like, you know, yeah.
Tees.
Like bees of bees,
bro. Bees of bees.
Yeah.
Be like the richest chick in the world. Yeah. Be a girl now. What if you didn't have to go through? What if it was just like a, and then you're like, poof, all of a sudden, dude.
just caked out.
Yeah, just caked out. IG model status. But you get to keep the chin strap. Ugh.
I
just
keep
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Do you I can have to keep it?
You can shave it if you want.
I think I'll keep it.
All right. Yeah, just so people know what's up.
Yeah. Like, I'm this guy, girl.
I think probably like 50 grand. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, man.
How much does those
start? Started GoFundMe?
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure there's a lot out there. That's like...
They would support that.
They would?
People.
Yeah, but then I would just take that money and be like, I changed my mind. Yeah. I like it. I got 50 G's now. I'm good. I wonder how many people are like, you know, putting GoFundMes out for like changes, sexual orientation changes.
It's gotta be a lot.
Probably a lot. I've never been on. I don't even know what like the website looks like. I don't
know.
Never been on there.
Mm-mm.
I'm sure most of it's BS.
I think I did to help my friend Trent pay for. I think it was like Black Ops 4, or something like
what?
That.
Trent.
Williams?
Yeah. Yo.
He was like in college.
Wait, I think I saw that on Twitter.
It was like Twitter, and yeah. I was like, I'll give him. $2 or whatever.
No way. You're such a good dude. I think I looked at that and I was like.
Yeah. I mean, I was tight with that dude.
He's a good guy.
That dude and I were day ones. Like, when I was a little kid, dude.
You still talk to him?
No, not as much.
No, Trent was a savage on the soccer field, dude.
I got to.
Trent was a savage on the soccer field.
That dude was pretty cool.
Do you know what he's doing?
I think his dad told me he was doing, like, an internship in Alaska or something, man.
Oh, so he's done with soccer?
Yeah, I think so.
Dang.
He was at Creighton for a while.
I knew that. Yeah, that's dope.
He was just... I mean, those dudes have to do it 100 hours a day.
Yeah, that's the thing about
that's
like
what he was saying.
College sports.
Yeah.
It's your life, bro. And if I did that, I would have flunked out of school.
Mm-hmm.
I almost flunked out of school not doing a sport. But that's because I was doing pre-med.
Yeah.
I'm not smart enough. You're a smart guy, right? Pretty smart guy.
I mean, I guess.
Yeah. It's been said.
It has been said.
Yeah.
But I know that I'm stupid in a lot of places, okay?
If I try really hard, I can do it. But my heart wasn't in it, you know? I switched 3 times. I think... Was it 3 times? No, I think it was twice. I switched twice. Yeah, you just gotta figure it out, people.
Yeah.
Jeez. We're out here just doing podcasts to 20 people. Nah, it's more than 20. Yeah.
Nah.
Not much more, but you
short
know.
Flex.
Little subtle flex. You like the cactus shirt?
I do, dude. I was looking at that.
We got a theme going on here. What a weird turn this podcast took. We were talking about
about a lot of stuff.
Our high school memories, and then I was like, so what, would you be a tranny? Oh, let's see here. What else you got on your mind, buddy? Not a whole lot.
My mind doesn't stop going sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
Like life stuff?
Yeah, man.
You ready to get deep?
No.
Come on, let's talk about the universe. Yo, do you listen to Joe Rogan?
Yeah.
Yes.
I have. I don't listen to him like lately. I've listened to him. Man, I think it was my freshman sophomore year.
Great
of
dude.
Of college.
Great dude.
Yeah, man.
He's like my
inspiration.
That guy's so dope.
Mm-hmm.
Big old brolic bald dude who's like funny and just killing the podcast game. Yeah,
killing it.
It's dope.
He's a very smart guy.
Yeah, I like the way like the people that he brings on. You know, like I would like to emulate that. Where he brings on such wide variety of people.
Yeah,
which like I've like debated on whether like doing that or like just trying to get like a co-host or something. But I don't know. I don't know. All right. We've only done 10. Hopefully we'll get to 10 more. Who knows? Oh, yeah. 44 minutes. That's a solid amount of time. Thanks for pulling up.
Yeah, man. What are you doing right now?
I don't know. I really don't know. Appreciate it, everybody. Shout out to anybody that listened to it again. I know I've kind of been off my game these past couple of uploads, but back on it. Ryan, shout out some things, man.
Well, first, I thought you were just cutting it off when I asked you what you're doing right now.
What am I doing right now?
Well, when I said, what are you doing right now? And Because I thought you said thanks for pulling up, and I was like, okay, I guess we're done.
Oh.
No. I thought you cut it off right there for some reason. I don't know.
No, okay. No. I'm going to end
it. What'd you ask me?
I said, shout out some things. Got, like, you want to get some IG follows?
Oh, I mean, I don't really post on IG.
All right. Twitter?
Yeah, I don't really post on Twitter.
Hey, if you see him in the streets, just give him a high five. Yeah, all right, man.
If you know me.
Yeah. Shout me out. There you go. Yeah. Go ahead and put some reviews on it. Yo, I was like, yo, shout out to whoever put this review on it. I think it was my boy Spencer Bush. Shout out to that dude. Love that guy. Appreciate everybody. Fun Dumb Minds, episode 10. And I will see you later. Peace.